Chapter 10.1, Section Summary.
George Washington had led the nation to victory in the Revolutionary War. This made him an appealing candidate for the presidency of the United States. Many people felt that his character, honesty, and patriotism were good traits for a president. In April 1789, the people's representatives in Congress elected Washington to the presidency. As the new government began operation, women like Abigail Adams and Judith Sargent Murray worked to expand women's roles in the young nation. Murray stressed the need to educate young women. In addition, many people began supporting Republican motherhood, the idea that women play an important role in teaching their children to be good citizens. During this period, most Americans lived in the countryside, working the land. Farmers looked to the new government to provide fair tax laws and to give them the right to settle lands in the West. Manufacturers were interested in laws that would protect them from losing money to makers of lower-priced foreign goods. New York City became the nation's first capital. Although badly damaged during the Revolutionary War, the city was recovering by 1790. In addition, its population had grown to 33,000. To show the spirit of the new nation, people changed place names that reflected British rule. The new nation faced many challenges. National leaders knew that each decision they made in setting up the government would serve as a precedent, an example for later actions or decisions. One of the government's first jobs was to organize the executive branch. Congress created several executive departments, and President Washington appointed someone to lead each one. These leaders made up the cabinet, which advised the president on policy matters. To organize the nation's courts, Congress passed the Judiciary Act in 1789. This act created a federal court system with three levels: district courts, circuit courts, and the Supreme Court. Congress, a president, and a new court system were firmly in place. Leaders could begin to address the problems that faced the young nation.